Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 648. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Besides the little technical difficulties you're having right now, all of a sudden.
Yeah, I feel like we should warn people that the connection this morning is unstable. So if there's large gaps or the conversation doesn't make any sense, probably just cut out during that time period.
Right.
So let's see what happens.
Yep. So how was your week?
It was fine. Work was super busy, which didn't leave much time for playing. Just kind of the normal stuff. Played some Farm Together,
mm-hmm.
which you were in there, I think, for a night of.
Yeah.
And then I think I played solo one night, but I'm not playing very much alone. I just logged in because I haven't looked at the trophies because I don't want to ruin anything for myself. But the last game had a so many days in a row streak.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this one does. So I've just been at least logging in, even if I'm not playing.
Gotcha.
So I'm continuing with that. And then last night I did the same thing. We played Party Animals, but then I jumped in there and just logged in. So.
Yeah, I saw you all playing some Rocket League Duo Championship, which is like a little tournament or something.
It's like a tournament, yeah, that they do. So here's the problem with Farm Together is you have a farm,
mm-hmm.
Howard has a farm, and then I have a farm, but he only wants my farm to be used for all of us to play together. The problem I have with that is your guys are going to get way in front of me if I can only play when everybody's on it. And then you're going to have already seen everything, and it's not going to be fun.
That's weird, because I just feel like if we're going to play, just, hey, come to my farm, help me out real quick, you go to your farm, and we go to his farm, and then that's it.
Yeah, he's wanting to farm together, which I get it. It's the name of it. But all it's going to do is keep me from really jumping into it, because I got to wait. I feel like, you know, I got to wait for everybody else to be on. And it's so rare that all three of us are on.
Yeah.
And you're probably twice as far into it already as we are.
Yeah, I'm pretty into it.
So anything you like that you're doing is going to be lame because we've already done it. Or you've already done whatever we need to do. And so that's not going to be any fun.
Yeah, I've unlocked four tiles. Well, I have four, the main tile, the two on the one on the right, one on the left, and one doing like a cross.
Yeah, so we've done the main one and two others. So you have one tile.
One more tile. And then, which is, tiles are different than on each one, farm and your farm were, which I think is pretty neat.
It is different, except for everything mine was surrounded by is snowy.
Yeah, the one area is my snow, but it's different than what you had in yours was different when I had in mine.
Yeah, I don't love the snow. I did realize that you can plant grass over top of the snow and the snow goes away.
Yeah, and eventually you can terraform, which I haven't got to that, but yeah. I saw a little icons on there. Basically, you can terraform. You can raise it up or lower it down.
Well, I just paid the $100 a tile to put grass down to get the snow out, and so I'm slowly, as money gets plentiful, I'll do a section and I'll wait.
Mm.
So pulling the grass down.
On mine, I've been putting everything together. Like, I don't like just random trees over here, over here, over here. Want everything in it organized, all the fish.
Yeah, I haven't been super concerned with getting anything organized just yet because you can move bulk like as groups.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's going to depend on, like, once I get all the lots unlocked, like once all the areas are open.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to slowly work on that. Now, I realize you can move like a group of fish if they're, because I had one where it was just one little string going around in a circle. So I bunched them all together in one area, then moved them. I moved all the fence. There's one had a bunch of different. So I figured out how I can click on all of them, jump in the tractor and drive because the tractor drives faster. I found out it does not waste gas if you just ride around on the tractor. Just faster.
Yeah, I was wondering if it doesn't, just as if you have a task going. So just if you're planting water and something like that.
Yeah. Also the road, same thing. Yeah, I was grouping up in groups of nine and then going to the area where I wanted the road to go, and instead of just doing one tile at a time.
Yeah, so I feel like moving now, the way that they're doing it won't be an obstacle for us. So mm-hmm. I'm just kind of like not worried about the farm aesthetically. Just plop down what we need, use what we need, and then I can move it when it's time and to get it to make it pretty. Because I remember with the last one, I spent all that time trying to lay it out, but then there were like more buildings than I.
Yeah.
I don't have enough room for this. I don't have enough room for that. And then you start trying to move everything out. So I almost don't care, and I'll just figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Then the other one, the other one, the outside tiles were all just flat free, nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
All the way around.
So do you know how many total tiles it is that you can unlock?
I think it's like the other game, 49. Because I did when I popped the trophy, I was like, what is this trophy? I opened it up, and I saw another one that says unlock 49 tiles. So I think it's 49.
So the area is huge.
Mm-hmm. It's about the same as the other one, because I think the other one was also 49.
So I don't know. I'll adjust. Right now, I'm not concerned with the looks, but I do see a problem where like everyone else has a one to play, but I don't. And there's been several times where I wanted to jump in there for 20, 30 minutes and play, but it doesn't make sense if no one else is on, because I'm going to have things done that you're not going to get to see, or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that just sucks for you.
Yeah. Which is not a huge deal. I just know me that I won't be engaged in it.
Well, see, and with me, with your farm, I won't want to do as much in your farm besides, hey,
I've already done it.
I'll clean up what you want. I'm not going to add anything or change anything or do anything on there just because I want to do it, because this is your farm.
But I think it'll be boring for you to just get on and water and plant my crops when you could be on yours pushing your level forward.
Well, it's because mine, after a point, you get to a point where all you're doing is waiting, because that's what I'm doing now. Have the game running, I'm running around doing, like yesterday, I vacuumed all the rooms, jumped back on for like 5 minutes, did a bunch of stuff, and then I started working on repotting my plants. And then when I got done, some crops were ready to go. Because I'm at a point where the crops are taking like an hour to do.
Yeah, I remember when I used to have to do that back in the day, just leave the first game just running while I was doing other things because I needed time to progress. It progresses on a new game when you're not playing, though.
Yeah, it does.
And I think it did in the last one to a certain extent, too. But I remember having to be on for certain things. But I will say, with this game, I'm trying to do it a little different, and I'm not like pushing to get the platinum. I just want to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see where I am after that. I don't want to rush through it to get the platinum. I just kind of want to see where we are once I get finished.
Yeah, I have some ideas what I want to do, like with the lower, where the level goes down. I was kind of wanting to do most of those, like where fish are, and then the higher raised ones. Yeah. I was wanting to do more something with those, with like, okay, if it's raised up, that's where I'm going to put buildings or stuff like that. And then the flat level will be where I'm guarding and stuff. But I don't know.
I don't know if you've seen, if you place water next to lower water, it does create a waterfall.
Oh, no.
Howard has a waterfall in his, and it's super cool. It's loud too.
Ooh, pretty cool then.
So you can do some pretty cool stuff with that too.
I do like it. It's like the same game, but it is number two. It's definitely different, but still the same.
Yeah, it definitely feels like they listen to everyone who played the game, and I don't know that everything is in here, but you can definitely tell they listened to the people, and they did try to make life, quality of life improvements.
Mm-hmm.
So I've enjoyed it. I go ahead.
I finally got a fuel station because I was running out of gas all the time.
Yeah, I stay out of gas.
Yeah, it's at five. You have five little stars to get one of those.
Yeah, that thing is super important to, because I stay out of gas, but I obviously don't have it yet, but I'll get there. I like it a lot. I'm looking forward to playing it, but to me, it's a perfect game for the PlayStation Portal,
Yeah.
which means I wouldn't be playing with somebody. It means that I just have it there and I would grab it and do something and then grab it and do something. And so I don't know. I just need to talk to him. I just don't want him to be let down with how he wanted to play it too, because I want everybody to have a good time with it. But he has his own farm he can jump in. And it's like, I don't have two farms. And also, I don't want two farms,
Yeah.
because I think that's weird for me to have two farms. But it's, I kind of think we should all just play our own and also jump in each other's.
Yeah, just to say, hey, do you need any help, or just to see what they've done? Because what you're going to be doing is different what he does, and what's going to be different than what I do.
Well, right now, him and I both need to play, but there will be a time not too far off or where you're at where it really doesn't matter. And also, playing someone else's gives you those thumbs up things way faster rate than you get on playing by yourself. It's like 2 to 1.
Yeah. Then
So there is a benefit to going to someone else's that I don't ever get.
right. I also do like the village, like where you get to go to town.
Yeah.
I think that's a neat little add-on.
Yeah, it definitely feels like an upgrade to me. It definitely feels like a part two.
I was making the mistake. I was trying to do all the selling everything first before I was going to the villagers to their
The
townspeople
quest.
and doing the
Yeah.
quest. So now I just go to them first and just unload. Then I go to the sell the crops.
The cool thing is when you have somebody else in your town or in your game, they can stay at the farm, and if you need something for a quest, they can harvest it like while you're there. And you don't have to run back and forth. But on the PS5, and I assume on any console you played on, the back and forth is so quick, it's instant.
Yeah.
So you can jump to your farm, go over, harvest wherever you need, and you don't have to even go to the bus station. You can just fast travel from where you're standing, and it's instant.
And then your
So
house.
even jumping back and forth is quick.
Have you started your house yet?
Yeah, it's I guess I completed stage 3 of it last night. I'm assuming that the next one's the last one.
Yeah. And then the inside, I started decorating mine a little bit in the inside.
Yeah, so I have the walls, the roof, and obviously the platform. And it looks like there's just a little space then up top. So I should be close on it. And Howard just completed step 1 on his. He's on step 2.
No,
I think there's an hour between each phase.
mine I put the house right behind the station.
That's where mine is too.
I didn't see where else where I
And I
would
got
want to
banana
put it.
trees all around it. I'll probably always keep my house and the bus station in the middle of the map, but I may move everything else, but those will probably always stay up there. It just depends on what you get that needs to go around your house, though. If that's not enough room for me to decorate the way I want, I may end up moving to town.
And I remember the first game, every like the seasons, they added different stuff, like Halloween, they added Halloween
Yeah.
decorations you had to do, then Christmas. I'm sure this is going to do the same thing.
Yeah, I assume that that's coming for this as well. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It's been fun and it's been nice to get back into there. And I'm remembering some things I don't know if they're new or I just completely forgot, but there's some stuff that definitely feels new to me. So it's been good though. Have fun with it.
And I actually, purchased this game. To
You
set
did
my
purchase
second
this game. It
purchase.
is a full price game. It's not just a platinum.
Right. So I've purchased two games this year so far. Really big for me.
It is a lot for you. We need to jump back in Medieval Dynasty as a group too.
Now that I feel like I know what I'm doing now, I could be more beneficial in the group map.
That's a game you do need to play together because there's a lot to do and everything is slow. You kind of need everybody. Like you need somebody gathering food and you need somebody going
Help
to get
hunt.
resources and you need somebody hunting and you need somebody doing the stuff around house. You need somebody building. I mean, there's everybody could have a task. But yeah, besides that, it was just the regular stuff for me. Nothing fancy. Rocket League, Animal Crossing, and that's it.
You didn't do anything fun, exciting.
Nope, just a nope. Because at work was pretty darn busy this week, so.
So me, I went and watched the new Superman movie. It's pretty good. Went to this guy who was selling Lego, which I've we talked about it off air, but went to him. He had a bunch of stuff, sent you guys some pictures, a couple things. At first he was saying that he was gonna sell everything retail price, but it really wasn't retail. It was basically in the middle of what it's selling for compared to what the bottom. So he was looking at the high and the low of what it was sold, and he was selling stuff in the middle. So I got a pretty good stack of stuff.
Yeah, you and I talked about it, but it's a good deal, not a great deal. But you do have the ability to find some things that you can no longer find other places.
Yeah, he had a couple cool stuff. I got a minifigure that worked just out of a blind bag, that works perfect for the Fun Hole set that I bought. The newspaper boy,
Yeah,
just
that
out
was
of luck.
lucky.
Yeah, that was straight luck.
Yeah, that was super lucky that you just happened to get exactly what works
And I didn't even
for
look.
your setup.
I didn't even look for like to see if there was a set that had like a newspaper boy or anything. It was just one of the minifigure series. I think that was series 17, I think. 20, something like that. I forgot. There was one of the had two different series sets.
Yeah, I assumed, I guess, that there was a newspaper boy, but I never checked. I never looked to see what would go with that set. So it really did work out perfect.
Yeah, now when we go to the Lego con in October, I'm definitely gonna be looking to add to more of the Fun Hole sets and figures that will go with those, because there's a few I plan on trying to get.
Yeah, I truly feel like that the Fun Hole set is fun twice, because it is fun when you build it, and then it is fun when you try to pair it with Lego accessories, not just the minifigures, but the other things that go around it too.
To kind
You
of blend
know,
it in.
on that one, yeah, that one I was able to buy like the Scarecrow and the Farmer standalone, and it's perfect. It's even like the round, like separated tiles, just like the Fun Hole set. I mean, it looks like it's all together. And then you sprinkle in the minifigures and, a few other things like my cheese shop. Most of the animals have been pretty good so far, but the rat that it came with was horrible. So I had a rat that I had bought when I bought minifigures just as an accessory, because the one I built didn't need an accessory. So I threw it in there. So I dug that out and was able to put that rat in there. And I had made a little minifigure that has the cheese costume on. So I was able to put that in front of the cheese shop. And then I have the goat farmer out there with the goat. And it came with a goat that's identical to the Lego goat. So, like, just blending them all, I think, is super fun. Also, like, if you were to walk through, I think by seeing those elements, it seems more legit as a like Lego set.
And there's a
So
guy that
I really enjoy that part of it.
there's a guy I follow that I follow on Instagram. He's starting to get into the fun hole. He's been posting his fun hole sets that he's been buying and putting them together and showing them off. And I was like, even just Lego creators are getting into it.
That's cool. Their sets are really good. Their instructions are very good. I hope they continue to find success. I did the farm store. I don't know if I talked about it in depth on here, but there's some scale issues with the farm store that I haven't encountered in anything else. Fun Hole that I put together, everything has been minifigure scale, because their minifigures are roughly the same size as the Lego minifigure. This set is not in scale. Things are too large. Not everything either. So it's not even in scale to itself. I don't know if you have it pulled up, if you want to share your screen. There is a cooler inside that has a light in it, and it is freaking awesome. But your minifig would have to get on a ladder to get things out of the top shelf of what's supposed to just be a double door cooler. And then I look at the Animal Crossing set where there's a cooler in there, and it's appropriately sized. It is The Fun Hole one is probably 3 times larger than the Lego one. See if there's a shot that shows you inside. Even the front door, I feel like, is very large on this set. That cooler right there, the refrigerator and drinks.
Yeah.
Because they put that grate on the bottom, your minifigure, if you stand him on the ground and reach his arm straight up, he cannot even reach the handle of the door.
Oh, okay.
That is a minifigure size door, but it's lifted off the ground.
You can see it
And see,
down. I can
all
see it
that
down
stuff
there.
is
Yeah.
in scale. Yeah, that stuff is in scale there, but that refrigerator is super out of scale.
Could you reverse it? Could you put
Yep.
the vents on the top and then lower it down?
It already has that silver bar that runs across the top, like the top of a refrigerator.
I mean, the refrigerators do
But
have the vents
you
on the
need
bottom.
and yeah, you not have it. They did it because it looks more realistic, and it does. It looks awesome, but it's not in scale, and I don't know that it matters that much to me. It was just a kind of a swing and a miss for me on that, and I haven't seen them do a lot of that, but that feels like a miss, just in my opinion. It just doesn't feel. Everything else feels pretty good, but that feels like a miss. Also, the farm store sign is kind of, it's printed, but it's kind of shitty. That's one of the things Lego gets right with, like, their farm store they put out doesn't have a sign that says anything. It has a giant carrot above it. That is a better move than trying to put something that says farm store. This also was the first Funhole set that I've done that has stickers. And it had like 20 something stickers, which is ridiculous. But I will say their stickers are way better than the stickers for Lego because they have a clear film on the top to help you apply them. So you peel them off the backing and then you line it up, press it down, and then you peel the front off of it.
Oh, nice.
So
Yeah,
it
I like
almost
that.
goes on like vinyl, and it's way better. I actually think it is vinyl, but it's way better sticker. And when you put it on good, you can't feel it after either. It's really good.
You think this set might have been one of the earlier ones that they came out
Yeah,
with?
I wondered that. I wondered if it was older. But here's the odd thing about it. It has some awesome use of the whips, the vines that you see growing around and wrapped around stuff. Those are whips,
Oh yeah, I see it,
which is
yeah.
super. It's super smart the way they use the whips to simulate like ivy growing around and stuff. The cable management for the lights were it was the best that I have done. It really felt thought out where no wires are seen, even coming out of the back side of this. I mean, you see like a quarter of an inch of wire for each light that runs out the back. It is so clean with the wires. Everything is completely hidden. They even tell you with the slack, like where to wrap it around and stuff so that there are no loose wires. So the lighting part of it felt the best out of any set that I had done, but the scale seemed the most off. I mean, even if you look at that little potting bench right there, I mean, it is almost minifigure height. Everything just feels big. Also, that brown thing back there, besides what looks like the champagne with the yellow on top, I don't even know what that's supposed to be. If it's like a dried corn stalk or what that thing is, or if it's supposed to be like a broom. There were just some inconsistencies with this set that I thought weren't quite as good as the other Funhole sets, but the building and the instructions and the design of the lighting and the way that that's all incorporated, that was all top-notch still. It's just some scale issues. It's beautiful too. It looks so good when it's all put together. And I'm never going to have it displayed with the roof off, so it doesn't even matter because when you look in, you can't realize it's off scale, but it
Yeah.
is. But I'm just throwing that out there for people who are buying them, that there may be some concerns with some of the older sets. I feel like they're definitely putting more in the design now.
All right. Well, I didn't buy anything this week of importance, Lego wise or gaming wise. Just want to jump into news because that's pretty much all my week was. Yours.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. And also, the teams are still super struggling. So I think we're good to jump in the news.
Okay. Oh, the all I played was Farm Together and then Fallout 76. The new season starts on Tuesday, so I'm just tightening it up. I realized like I'm like five story missions behind. So I was trying to work on some of the stories just to play through. So some PlayStation news. Start out with, as usual, the PS Stars program is eventually still shutting down. It'll be live until November of 2026 for current members, but it stops accepting new players in May. There'll be no more rewards or collectibles after next week. You do get a... They added a final collectible. It's just like a star floating around, and you automatically get it. I logged in after I read this article this morning. I looked at it and it said you already have it. Is you get it just for playing a game, but it's already like added up to your thing. There are still some missions you can do. I saw on there. I still have like 1,900 points of stars on there, so I'm pretty close to another $20 cards. I don't know. I'm gonna try to finish off this month and see where I'm at, and see if they do decide to add, keep on going with that until they decide to cancel off. So I might be able to come close to getting a $20 credit. I don't know if you're looking at it right now on yours to see where you're at.
I already pulled all my credit off.
Okay.
I didn't hear like 90% of what you say because it's cutting out so bad.
Let's talk about the star. Do you see? Can you see the screen? What, you get that?
Yeah, I can see it. I don't understand the point of it though. If they're going to give it to you and then shut the program down, there's like no need to. Can't prove I have it.
Right. You can't show it off.
Yeah, I mean they're gonna. It's like here's this thing. Goodbye. Okay.
Yeah, they should have incorporated it with your
physical thing.
With your PlayStation login or something.
Well, they could give you like a what are the stupid things called beside your name? Like where you could display a picture of it, like a
the avatar
icons that the avatar. Give me an avatar that shows how far I got on PlayStation Stars that has my level on it. Something to remember the fact that it existed by, because giving me a thing in a program that's shutting down is it's kind of nothing.
This is where the PlayStation Home would have been perfect, because you could all the collections you get, you can display the trophies in your little house and people can come over and check it out. All right, next.
Just anything would have made more sense than giving me something in a program you're shutting down.
All right, really quick. PlayStation has a summer sale going on. So if you have any ideas of what you want to buy, or if you got games on your wish list, or even items at PlayStation's, the Slims, the digital and disc, the consoles. There's limited edition ones on here. The Spider-Man 2 Collector Edition. A bunch of games are on sale. So definitely check that out and look at it. Next one. There are some games leaving PlayStation Plus Extra in August. Let's see. Jedi Star Wars Survivors leaving, which sucks because I just started playing that. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, EA Sports UFC 5, Wild Hearts Ride 5, Sword Art Online, Last Recollection, Naruto to Boruto, Shinobi Striker, a couple more Sword Art Online games, let's see, Vacation Simulator, and Bugsnax are all leaving.
Bugsnax was such a fun play when I played that, but then when I tried to jump in the DLC that they put in, I was like, too far removed from the game, and I had trouble getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked Bugsnax, so I think that's a game that I know it's leaving, so it doesn't really matter. But I think that's a game that if you jump into and you lean into it with the right amount of time, it's a really fun play.
Yeah, they'll be leaving on August 19th, so you still have a couple weeks to grab it. Now this one we'll put in a Sony news, but it's a Nintendo news, which is weird. So Sony's developing a Zelda movie from Nintendo, and they've casted the Zelda and a Link, and some people are pretty happy with the people. They're young. Let's see, the girl that's playing Zelda is 21 years old. The boy is 16. They both have been in some other stuff. It's just weird when I've seen this is like. Nintendo's announced actors being produced by Sony Pictures Entertainment.
Yeah, I feel like Sony's been playing nice with Nintendo for a while now. But also, I think Sony Pictures has done a really good job with everything they've done so far, and Nintendo's riding the high from Mario. So I think they just, going with a partnership that felt safe makes sense. They probably better than anyone else will understand the importance of protecting the IP. That's going to matter to Nintendo. It's going to matter to Sony. So it'll be interesting to see. I think it'll do very well.
I think it will too. All right, next one. This is your last chance to grab the John Wick game on PlayStation and Xbox. The John Wick Hex is a PS4 tactical title. Came out in 2020, is going to be taken off. Not sure why. The two articles I read on it, they said they don't know if it's they want to continue paying for the license or if something else is going to come out with it. But if you want to play this game, if you're a big John Wick fan, it is leaving the PlayStation store and the Xbox store. Xbox actually has down discounted it down just to $2. So if you want to grab it for $2 and try to play it before it leaves.
It's really neat. It's definitely a puzzle game, but it's super neat, and I assume it's just a licensing issue. I hate when this happens, but it definitely happens.
All right, some good news for some people. The PlayStation 30th anniversary console and Portal and controller are getting a limited restock in September, but you have to pre-order it on the 23rd. And if you're a PS Plus member, you can pre-order on the 21st. So the day you're listening to this or day this comes out is the day you need to pre-order if you want to get any of those. You're gonna try to jump in and maybe get something, or
No, I don't think so.
I'm gonna try the portal. I'll try to log in tomorrow and see if I can get the portal.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I say that just because I have a Portal. I don't need another controller, and I don't want the digital system. So if they were restocking with some pros, I might consider it.
The Pro does look pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I'd probably stay out of the way for the people that want them. I hope people get them instead of resellers, but I don't have any faith anymore.
I've seen the portal selling for like 300 locally. Like I've seen people selling on Facebook Marketplace,
That's wild.
just $300. Now I've seen a bunch of the used ones selling for like 100, 120, 140, 150. And I'm like, man, you're selling for $100. It's like, is it stolen? That's always the thing I worry about buying, because they'll say no cords or no box. I'm like, okay, if you don't have the cords, probably stole that.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Apparently, there was a lawsuit, and Sony decided to settle this lawsuit with everybody. It's a $7.8 million settlement, but a U.S. judge in California has declined the to approve the class action lawsuit. This is over the digital purchasing. The judge ruled on Thursday that the plaintiffs had not convinced. Or the court was adequate. So they want them to refile and to go back up to redo it.
That's crazy. Sony's trying to give them the money. They're trying to take the money, and the court's like, no. That's wild. That it all things considered, I get it. It's in Sony's best interest just to do that, get it done, because it will cost more to mess with that than they're paying out. So I understand it from that side. It's like, let's just get this done.
So it says 4.4 million individuals sued Sony after its 2019 move to bar retailers such as Best Buy and GameStop from selling so-called download copy codes for digital PlayStation games. This lawsuit accused Sony of illegal monopolizing the sale of digital PlayStation games.
Yeah, I mean, let's just get that done and move
Oh,
on.
yeah. All right, some Xbox news. There are some games coming out for the Xbox. Coming to Game Pass, Grounded 2 is coming. Wu-Chang, Farming Simulator 25, Wheel World, A Bionic Factor, RoboCop, Friendly Neighborhood, and Back to the Dawn. Some games coming. Grounded 2 is a
Yeah, I look
game.
forward to Grounded 2, but I'm going to wait until it's done. I'm not going to do the early access thing and get myself in a mess again.
All right. Here's the thing. From last week, or it came out last week on July 12th. Xbox Insiders Game Pass. Stream your own game on Xbox PC app. They have here where they're showing people how to do it. You can download it to your consoles, TVs, Meta Quest headsets, and other browsers like PC, smartphones, and tablets. It's just showing you how to do that. So it's really easy. If you own the game digitally, you can pretty much play it anywhere.
Yeah, so I think before you could only play the games that were allowed to be like streamed off the list, where now you can play anything that you own, I think is the difference, which is something they talked about doing with the ROG Ally. And I think the last update they did was had something to do with this being able to make this work. So it's good.
Which is
It's the way it
good.
should be.
Next one, also Xbox also has a game summer sale. A game's reduced 90 to 95, up to 90% to 95%. There's a bunch of games on there. Definitely check that out if you want to add to your library. Microsoft Movies and TV is officially ending on your Xbox. So whatever you purchase right now is it. After that, you will not be able to do anything. I remember Google did that a long time ago with their stuff.
Yeah, it's sketchy when you buy stuff from places like that. They do go away. I mean, I don't know what a better option is, but I've never bought a movie on my Xbox or PlayStation or anything like that.
Like I'm really big onto the digital. Like I would buy the DVD or Blu-ray, and it would come with a digital copy. And I would go to the services, and the services will go away. Then you have to go to another service to try to link them up and see if you can get them and get ownership. There's still two big ones doing that, but there's a couple of movies that I no longer own because the studios closed down.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain. What's Vudu or whatever?
Yeah, Vudu's still around and Movies Plus is still around.
Yeah, so I think Vudu is pretty. Vudu, it might be owned by Walmart also.
Yeah, and they're in Fandango.
Yeah.
But they just kind of share each other. I've purchased like movies off of Google, and they do show up on both of them. So they all you just have to link everything together to make sure you keep stuff going.
Yeah, you almost need one universal platform to win, but then of course they can do whatever they want if that is the case, because there's no checks and balances. So I don't know, kind of messy. I don't buy movies anymore. I haven't bought movies in a long time.
I still buy, but not as much. Like I haven't bought like what one? I think I only bought one this year.
Yeah.
All right, next one. There's a couple new games coming out that are dominant that came out that they're saying that are dominating the pay charts on Xbox. Of course, college football, EA Sports 26, the Madden MVP bundle. Here's number one. This game called Ready or Not. NBA 2K25 is still doing hot, and this whole fascination at war. These are like the top five games being sold.
Yeah, Hold Fast, Nation at War looks like an AI game.
But here it is right here.
Ready or Not did really well on PC. So, friend of the show, Marshall 205, has been playing it on PS5. Hold Fast, Nation at War starts with the eagle flying over. Is there some gameplay here? Is this all? It doesn't look very good. It might be fun. This is on console, so it must be a PC thing too. You're just like in the shit.
Revolutionary wartime.
Yeah, like a revolutionary wartime Call of Duty. Looks like it has first and third person. Definitely not for me.
And now this looks at World War One here.
Oh, maybe you play different like vignettes there. Definitely
Different,
still not for me though.
yeah. They said you don't really play Call of Duty, so the ship battle looked
Yeah.
pretty good, but
Yeah, the sh shooter's not gonna be for me.
All right, next one. Asus, they think Asus has accidentally leaked the prices in Europe for the Asus Xbox Rogue Ally. And in Europe, they're saying it's going to be $899 for the Black Extreme Edition, $599 European dollars for the white one, which is about $100 cheaper in the United States. So we're looking at $799 and $499 if this article here is true.
The price is the bad news that you have when it comes to the ROG Ally. They should just go ahead and release it. Just say the price and let people relax.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's going to be viewed as bad news, and I don't think you want to announce the price around when it launches, like when the pre-orders start, because I think people are going to feel some type of way.
Yeah, just go ahead and let it die down. Like, let the price come out, let it die. Yeah.
Say the price, let everybody calm down, and then hype up the cool things you haven't told us about before it comes out.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's my thoughts on it, but I guess, you know, you got to do you, but I worry that the longer they hold off on telling people what's what, it's going to create, that price is going to throw people off.
Mm-hmm. It will. Okay, next one.
If it does what it says, though, I don't think that price is out of whack. I mean, that's, you're paying that for Steam Deck. I don't think that price is crazy. Mm-hmm. I just think you need to go ahead and get it out of the way.
Yeah, the Lenovo, I mean, there's a bunch of other handhelds that are around that same price. Now, the big one, that $899 one, that they're the rumor, or the $799 for us, that one's a little different. It's more beefier. Yeah,
it is. I would go ahead and get that out of the way if I'm them.
Yeah. All right. So last week I was talking about how Nintendo, like someone from GameStop, decided to cherry off that stapler, and apparently it got up to like $200,000, $250,000. The proceeds went to sell towards Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. So hopefully someone did
know if the person paid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, if it, hopefully it did sell and someone did donate that to it. The next one, Nintendo is announcing a new Nintendo Switch Online playtest program. They did one last year. Anybody can sign up for it. Just have to have a registered Nintendo account, have a Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack membership, and must be at least 18 years old. No one really knows, has come out with saying what this really, really does. You get a preview to some new stuff, that new things that they're trying to come out with on Nintendo Online. I remember I announced it last year about this, but I didn't have the Nintendo Online Plus, so I didn't sign up for it. All right, next one. Let me do this one first. Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD in 2D remake on Switch will not have an upgrade to the Switch 2, which a lot of people are kind of upset, because that means if you want to play that, you will have to buy the game again for the Switch 2. But that also Square Enix has other games like Final Fantasy that are of an upgrade version to the Switch 2. People are kind of confused why this one does not have one and what other ones do.
Yeah, that's, I assume, a per-developer choice, but it's going to for sure piss people off.
Mm-hmm. Because they're going to have to buy the game twice to play it.
It's a scary time to buy anything right now as new systems come out.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Because you don't know what will do it.
Right. This next one is a Sonic Shadow Collection Edition is coming out. There's Sonic and is paired up with Dreamcast, and it shows Sonic and Shadow sitting on top of a Dreamcast.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it comes with keychains, child figurines, soundtrack. This is super expensive. It's $250. It comes with a steel book, an art book. The statue, I think, is pretty cool, especially with them sitting on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, it's cool.
You can pre-order it now, limited run in Sega. You can go to Limited Run Games to pre-order it. It will be out on shipping out between November 17th and the 28th. Next one, next little news here. Oh, ad. There's a YouTuber that from the UK. No, I'm sorry, from Italy, that is got raided. So the police came and took 300 consoles he had. He had a YouTube channel where he goes over reviewing retro game handhelds, and apparently one of the handhelds has a modded emulator on there, and there's a difference between having an emulator and modding thing, and so over there it's illegal for him to have that. So ROM, he had a ROM, he had ROMs and ROMs, while over there it's kind of illegal. There's some messy water with that. So right now all his stuff is taken, and he doesn't know what they came there for, what he got arrested, but he could spend some time in jail and pay a hefty fine for just reviewing and having a YouTube video of retro handhelds and phones that he just bought off the internet. Not that he's doing it.
I don't know what to say other than pay attention to what goes on in your areas.
Yeah. All right. Minecraft has some new content coming out, and a lot of its movie tie-ins. The Chase the Skies game drop is out now. That's where you can ride around in the gas like in the movie. The Vibrant Visuals is now out for Bedrock Editions. there's a new Realms content coming where there's some story lines you can do from the marketplace. The One Slime Block Adventure. There's 5 unique boss battles, 6 dimensions, a lot of slime. There's another one, that aquaculture was another one they added on there. There's 60 new underwater creatures, rare equipment, new cooking mechanics, and they're all on Realms Plus. I'm so glad they keep on updating this, even though we're so far behind. I know what's out, what's not. Yeah. We still don't even have camels, and that's how far behind we are.
Yeah, we're so far behind.
All right, so Minecraft has teamed up with this company called Swarovski, Swarovski, to make these custom crystal Minecraft figures that you can collect and you can buy.
Swarovskis or Swarovski,
yeah,
or whatever they are.
And you can actually, there's skin you can get to play, and they're like, it's crystallized skins it for your Minecraft character. And the website has the crystals. Creeper is $350. The pig's $350. Steve and Alex are $380.
They're cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want a high-end like Minecraft display, they are that. Not for me, but they're cool.
Yeah.
They look nice.
Right.
GTA. You gotta buy the whole set, though, really, you know?
Yeah, if you can't just get one.
Like, it's weird to this. Yeah, it's weird to get one. You gotta buy them all, and then you're looking at, you know, spending $1,500.
Then all of a sudden, they start selling good. Then here comes a chicken. Here comes, you know, gas.
Oh, yeah, the
Dragon, Enderman, Skeleton, Spider. I mean, you're going to just keep on dropping them. Here's Steve with armor.
Second job.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. GTA 5 has $215 million in sales, and they're finally releasing in 2 new regions, which is going to be Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates will be releasing. They had to change some stuff around to have it to be playable because of drug use and violence and sex, and those are areas that are really, really against a lot of that stuff. So
Yeah, I mean, get more. Whatever's. Yeah, squeeze whatever's left out of that before your new one comes out.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. Stellar Blade social media account on Twitter or X was hacked by some cryptocurrency thing. And so people that from Stellar Blade are on there telling people they're working on it. Do not buy anything from them. This is not real. Someone hacked your account.
Sounds right. People are strange.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange that somebody out there was like, I think who we ought to go after Stellar Blade for sure.
Right. And
That's it's such a
their Twitter
weird.
fans or X fans.
It's like such a weird, but I see crap all the time from companies and people where you're like, I know they didn't post that. It happens quite a bit.
Well, I watch wrestling. I follow a lot of wrestlers, and they're constantly getting hacked, and some stuff's coming out. This next one, Oblivion Remastered and Metal Gear Solid devs are doing a layoff. Virtuos, it says it's going to let go about 7% of the workforce, which is around 4,000 people. And so people are wondering what's going on with that. These are people who did Oblivion Remastered, Metal Gear Solid, and Cyberpunk 2077 updates. They're more likely, they said here's a lot of those roles will be tied up. They're just extra stuff that they don't really need the people as much anymore.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of bloat, but they had enough projects going that they were able to still sustain the bloat. So it's the same layoffs you've seen with everybody else, just hitting them a little later. But that's a lot of
Yeah.
people.
Which a lot of people don't realize sometimes when they do like cut, 4,000 people, later on they'll hire 1,000 of those people back.
Yeah,
Now,
it
unfortunately,
sucks
a lot
out.
of people lose their job, but some people will get to come back. All right. The last gaming news, Assassin's Creed is getting a live action Netflix series. Netflix has ordered a live action Assassin's Creed, which the movie was okay. I liked it. I'm hoping this does a lot better. I know you don't care
I
about.
don't know that I have faith that it's going to be any better.
With Shadow and Bone, and I can't remember the other pirate TV show that they had on there that doing. I can't remember. It has on top of my head. Skull and Bone, no, Shadow and Bone, is something. Both of them were pretty good, and they had a lot of hype behind them. So maybe this will help out. All right. So last but not least, some of the LEGO news on here. LEGO has officially announced the Italian Riviera set 21359. It'll be releasing August 7th with 3,215 pieces, and it will retail for $300.
It looks really, really good. It's really cleaned up and it looks super good. I'm not going to get it, but I think it's a really great set.
It is. I like some of the characters in that are in it, the figures.
I say I'm not going to get it. If I found it on a deep discount, I would get it. It's chock full of minifigures for such a small set. It's really good. It does not fit with Lego City stuff though, which I think is a little bit of a misstep, but I get it.
All right,
But I think
next.
that's kind of upsetting.
All right, so the Amelia ticket booth gift for purchase is coming back in July. It's set 500-9157. Here's Amelia's ticket booth. You get it from now until you get it with the purchase of a Lego Ideas River Steamboat set 21356. In addition, you'll be getting botanical flowers, field flowers. Set 30701 when you purchase the flower arrangement set 10345. So I guess I had an abundance of these still left in stock, and they're like, okay, let's try to sell them again.
Yeah. The ticket booth makes sense with the riverboat thing. The riverboat's expensive, though.
Yeah, it is.
And it's big, too.
329.
Yeah. So it's cool, though. The ticket booth, again, makes a lot of sense with it.
All right, so next one is the Italian Market Van, set 500-9422 gift for purchase revealed. This is something I think you'll probably get because it kind of fits with your
Yeah,
little
it's real
thing.
good.
It's 142 pieces, not pizzas, but pieces.
Yeah, it's real good. It would look good next to any of the farm stuff, the fun hole stuff. It looks really good.
Let's see. They said that there was a marriage set gift for purchase to go along with that. So there's another mar oh, the Mediterranean scene gift will go along with it. Doesn't say on here what you have to There's now no guarantee on what's going to go. They're thinking it might be with the Italian Riviera.
Yeah, I'd like the gift with purchase. So maybe something I buy separate. He's got a lemon tree in the back, which is super legit. I think it's a cute set. I would like to have it.
All right. So here's some stores that passed the 10,000. Some sets that passed the 10,000 ideas page, and this old school McDonald's one is on there. I saw it. I thought it was pretty cool.
It is cool. I don't think they'll ever make it.
No, they won't license off for McDonald's.
But it's cool.
Next one is this Wizard of Oz set, which I didn't think about. They're so far behind on the Wizard of Oz, because they did the Wicked, but this Wizard of Oz, old school Wizard of Oz one with the Tin Man and Lion and Scarecrow.
I could see them doing this depending on the success of Wicked. I don't know how well Wicked sets have sold.
Not well.
You know, if they have not sold well, then I don't see them doing
it. They were on sale within like 4 months.
Yeah.
The next one, this Lego Ideas, is a video home system. It's a VHS recorder. It's got a remote control with some cartridges laying around.
I could see them doing this set. This needs some cleanup, though.
Yeah.
Like in my mind, it's a good idea, but it could be a lot better.
And I saw this one, which is pretty cool. A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles bus coming out of the pizza box with slices of pizza coming down, the foot soldiers and turtles all around. I just thought it was pretty cool looking. And I don't think it'll be made like this. If anything, it'll be the big bus with some turtles and some...
I still don't see the last one.
Oh, you don't see this cowabunga thing yet? All right, here's we go with the technical difficulty part.
It's back now, but I still don't see the last set.
The Ninja Turtle bus.
Yeah, I don't see it. We may just have to move.
Yeah. Okay. And then the last thing I was going to go over was a couple of the new funnel holes announced a bunch of new sets. I was like, I'm surprised they're just launching them like crazy.
Yeah, they're getting them out at a pretty high rate. I think you have, right? If you have people who are sets, and that's how I also saw Funhole, were people who were Lego builders and Lego collectors talking about them. I mean, when you have that momentum, you got to strike while the iron's hot. So. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't blame them. They should get out whatever they can get out. I hope they don't sacrifice quality for it, though.
Yeah. Like right here on their website, they have the Traveling Circus is like, says news, and it's already 10% off. But it's just trying to get people to in on it.
Yeah. It's cool. That's not a set I would get, but it's cool.
There was another one on there. Here's the waterfall cabin with the waterfall in the background. That looks pretty neat.
Might quit updating again. So
okay,
I don't know. Skype is or Teams is fighting against us today.
If there's a couple new sets on there, well, that's all I had for this week.
Yeah, me too. Paper clips and glue holding us together right now.
No, some duct tape. All right, as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can contact us on our socials at @game_stitch, @HoeEffinShow. This is episode 648. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.